went through and we looked at the different expenditures, expenditures by the chief executive officer and on travel, and we have addressed those issues, and then also the billing practices of EMSA, and went through and looked to determine whether or not we thought those were out of line, and discovered that while there were some problems, they were in the process of correcting those, and that they really weren't that much out of line. You know, there were some problems with the keeping track of addresses, the way the billing is done by address, and that the addresses may not correspond with the names and stuff, and those are issues that EMSA is working on and continues to work on.
Any conflict of interest that you noted?
Well, we did talk about the fact that the travel of the CEO in conjunction with his presidency of the association that he was headed up. There were some issues there that we addressed those issues and talked about the fact that there is a company that actually had provided some of his travel, and so that we addressed those as well.
Was some of that travel, in your opinion, or the audit's opinion, overdone or maybe
excessive? That's one of the main things we addressed is the fact that we thought some of the expenditures were not in line with a public entity, that they were somewhat extravagant, and that the board should actually have closer watch of that and have procedures as far as what is and is not allowed as far as the travel claims.
Anything criminal that came out of this?
I don't believe so. I mean, it's while there are some issues that have to do with excess, you know, we've talked about the fact that the board needs to work to make sure that they're overseeing this as a public entity, and it's not a private corporation. It is a public entity owned, you know, by the basically paid for by the ratepayers of EMSA.